Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gum, live here on the off-ramp, March 29, 2013, 11 p.m. Welcome to the show tonight. Hoping wherever you're at, you're in good health and good spirits. It's Friday, baby. Hope you out somewhere getting a drink somewhere, out somewhere partying. Wish I was. I'm sober, and that sucks. But hey, hope you're out there having a good time. If you're with us, hope we can have a good time together for this good half an hour. If you feel like you got something to get off your chest, something you want to talk about, 646-915-8680. Come holler at us. Got one of my co-hosts on the line, live from the bar, getting it in. MX the Money, what's it like in the streets, B?
Oh, man, it's crazy in here, man. I'm at the Green Turtle out in White Marsh, Maryland, watching the Duke game, man. They up by one. Florida Coast is out here giving Florida all they want right now. Live City is in the building, man. I tell you what, man, it's crazy out here, buddy. Hope everybody's safe, though, in the streets, man. Make sure y'all don't drive drunk, man. DUI is definitely not worth it.
Yeah, it's
other than that, y'all, I'm telling.
Definitely not. Hold on, got another call on the line. Live from the 443. Who that? Is that Mr. Professional?
Yes, sir. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's good? What's good?
That's what's up, Mr. Professional. Are you watching any of the basketball games?
Not at the moment, actually. We're planning for the daughter's birthday party tomorrow, so everybody say happy birthday to your niece.
Hey,
happy
birthday, Taylor.
Yep, that's it.
It's 11 o'clock at night. What's she up there planning it? Ain't she supposed to be
nah,
up there?
Nah, it was just
Lawless
more of
Society
a metaphorical statement. It was more of an idea. But what's going on with the games? How's everything looking?
Michigan State, Duke, they're in a tough battle, man. I think Duke's up one at the half. Florida Gulf Coast, they're up seven at the beginning of the first, man. But if we want to start getting into the NCAA, did y'all see? Well, I guess Mr. Professional didn't. Have extra money. Did you see that Michigan game? Woo!
Son, two words. Trey Burke. That dude hit the shot of his life, you know. Oh, my
Cold
God.
Cold-blooded.
Oh, I can't believe it, yo. That was beyond NBA range out here hitting that three shot, too. Crazy.
Yo, Mr. Professional, let me tell you. So Kansas played Michigan at one of the first games of the night. Kansas is beating on Michigan the whole game. Michigan goes on a little run, you know what I mean? So nothing
right.
Real major, but it starts getting tight. So about two minutes left in the game, Michigan cuts it down to two, right? This kid, Trey Burke from Michigan, who had 0 points in the first half, at this point in the second half, now has 24 points. Takes the ball three steps, not 3 feet, three steps, past half court, dribbles to his left, drains a three to take the lead. Wow. So I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, me and the wife are sitting on the couch. He dribbles to the left and goes to pull up. I said, why would you do this? Oh, my God, he hit it.
Yeah, I had the same reaction, yo. And it was funny because the two dudes fell down and gave him the plenty of room to actually pull the shot off. I think if they didn't fall down, he misses the shot because somebody would have been in his face. But, yeah, I had that same reaction, though.
And it was way beyond NBA range, man. Ooh!
Right.
Florida's mounting a comeback. But, yeah, man, I mean, the Michigan game was amazing. Overtime, Michigan ends up pulling it out. I don't know why. At the very end, Mr. Professional, so Michigan is now up two, right, with 10 seconds left. Kansas gets the ball. They review the clock. They leave 9.4 seconds left. The guard from Kansas drives all the way to the hole, leaves his man. Looks like he has an easy layup, but decides to kick it all the way out to the guy, to his teammate, for a horrible three-pointer to try and win it, and they end up losing. I don't understand why he just didn't lay the ball up for the tie and live to play for double overtime.
Did you actually think that he had that shot though? Because I thought he had the shot too. I thought the same thing you said, and I'm like, yo, why did he kick it out? And people was like, well, I don't think he had a good shot opportunity. I'm like, yo, he was closer than the damn three pointer. I think he needed to shoot the ball.
I mean, people got to understand, like, he was passing it before he looked for the shot. So that's why it looked like he was behind the basket. If he was on his angle, if he was literally trying to put it on the glass, he could have easily laid it off real soft on the side of the glass and got a layup.
That's what I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it's been some amazing games out here tonight, man. Hopefully, the Michigan-Duke game looks like it's amazing. When I know you have extra money as a Duke fan, you got to be sitting on your seat because it's tight one. Izzy and Coach K, you're definitely going at it. Duke jumped out early, but Michigan mounted a comeback.
Right, man. I think we need to hit more shots. I need our guards to drive the ball, be more a little bit more aggressive. And I think we can pull it out, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, the kid who fouled Big Fella in the beginning should have been kicked out the game, yo.
First of all, yo, that dude was a bitch, yo. But he's a bitch, too, yo. See a little 5'9" guard coming, and he don't even try to get the A1? Come on, yo. You got to be kidding me, yo. Thornton's 5'9", and this dude is like 250, 260, 6'6", or something. And he gonna actually look back at Thornton and don't go up for the and-one. Come on, yo.
See, that's what you small guys don't understand. Just because we're bigger doesn't mean we don't fall and hit the ground, too. When we hit the ground, we hit the ground a lot harder. If I'm going up for a layup and you karate chop me across my neck, it don't matter that you're only 200 pounds and I'm 300 pounds. That shit still hurts. It's not going to hurt as much if I karate chop you across your neck. But it's still
it would have hit him on the neck, though. He was already jumping. If he went up, it would have hit him on, like, the arm or something, or like the chest area, because he didn't jump.
Dog, your defender karate chops him across his neck, yo. He should have been
because
kicked out the game.
Because he didn't jump, though.
He's the offensive player. He's allowed to do whatever he wants.
You're right. You're right. Thornton was in the air, assuming that he was going to jump, and the dude was bitching. He was a bitch, and he didn't jump. Like, if he would have jumped, tried to get the and-one, I think he would have got the and-one, so I'm glad he didn't jump. But if he would have got the and-one, if he would have jumped, it would have been a foul, and it would have been and-one. He would have been on the free throw. He would have been on the free throw line trying to put one in.
All I'm saying is that's probably an intentional foul. That kid should have been kicked out the game, you know. That was a bad foul. And I don't care who wins out of Duke, Michigan State. That kid should have got kicked out. Y'all's fouling him worse than the Bulls was fouling LeBron the other night.
Nah, yo, I mean, it was a big fella, yo. We were trying to make sure he couldn't get the shot up. He didn't even attempt the shot. He left his feet early, but it is what it is.
Yeah, well, let's get into a quick couple topics. I mean, we can talk about the tournament all night. Let me see if I can get some opinions from my man, Mr. Professional. So I saw a story. Oh, big fella, nice move inside. Michigan State goes up. So I saw a story on Yahoo where a high school kid broke the benching record and benched 700 pounds. High school kid.
What?
And it's an amazing feat. You know what I mean? It's sickening. I mean, they literally show him benching over 700 pounds. And he's in high school.
That's crazy.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Professional. One, would you ever allow your kid to bench 700 pounds? And two, is that considered neglect for a kid? Like, why are adults putting him in a position to put that much weight on his chest? What do you think about that? I think there's so many things off with this story, but I want to see what your opinion is. Is it just an athlete being an athlete? What you got?
Gosh, that's tough, because what do? You know, if you got a strong kid, do you hold him back and say, no, don't put that on your chest, or do you let him go? But, I mean, 700 pounds is, that's ridiculous. I mean, how much does he weigh? What's the percentage of body weight he was doing?
Kid weighed in at 272 pounds.
Yeah, that's, all right, so let's call it 300. And then let's say that's over two times his body weight.
don't disrespect the big fellas, yo. It's hard work getting over three bills, yo. If you ain't three bills, you ain't in our club, yo.
Yeah, that, I would have had to stop him. That's way too much. I mean, but the reason I'm trying to equate it is because, let's say I'm in high school. I weighed what I weighed in high school, probably what I weigh now. I probably weighed like $175 in high school.
Yo, that's amazing, yo. It's amazing, yo. You're only a dude, yo. Only dude that never put on the freshman 15, yo.
I know. I don't understand it. It's weird. I still got a beer belly, but the weight never changes. But...
So yeah, I don't know. As a quick aside, from what I remember, there was some people down UMBC throwing money at Mr. Professional when he took his shirt off for the crowd.
That was for the kids. That was for the library. They needed the library.
They needed a library? And he was helping out the school, yo. He was going to their tuition money, yeah.
Let's say you weigh 200 and you're benching 405. That's over two times your body weight. Do you look at that the same way as, you know, as somebody weighing 300 pounds benching 700? I mean, that's still a little higher, but I mean, if you kind of break it down by body weight percentage, is it really that much?
Yes, it is absolutely neglect. That you would have someone put 700 pounds on their chest. Like, let's just say, like, the kid could be strong. If you want to, the kid is in high school, his body isn't developed enough yet. Who knows what you're doing with that type of pressure on your chest? Let's just say an accident happens. It doesn't matter how much you weigh, 700 pounds comes down on your sternum, you're probably going to die. He's benching it, so he's probably straining at 700 pounds. 700 pounds comes down on his neck, he's probably going to die. There is no way. Like, what if he tore his pec and it comes down on his chest? Like, who is in high school that's supervising this who's going to get on each side and lift up that 700 pounds? Now, I've lifted 500 pounds in my life, and I don't know if y'all remember when me and Justin Yelverton was doing, when we were benching over 500, they had to order the special bars in. It had two people on each side, and the first time I struggled with 510, and I don't know if it was one of y'all or somebody was on the other side was lifting and was like, yo, if you struggle with this again, there's no way I can help you because I can't lift. And that's with three spotters. I had two on each side and one behind me. Now, you're telling me in high school kids lifting 700? Who's spotting this kid?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a
because
good
if
point.
It's not done professionally, yeah, that's dangerous.
And we don't even
that's
know
definite.
What type of a – go ahead, M. Extra.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that's a good point. I think you made a good point. I mean, 700 pounds, I don't even know. I mean, how much – I don't even understand, like why do they have that much weight in the weight room? Like, I don't even – you know what I mean? Like, you were talking about the special bar. Like, so that couldn't have been, like stations. You know what I mean? Like, it couldn't have been – I just don't have a high school having that the appropriate equipment to put that much weight on the bar. Like, that's just me. I just don't. But I don't know. I think to your point, though – I think it was the coach's responsibility to be like, look, I understand you can get it, yo, but instead of doing it, because what did he do? He did it one time?
Nah, he did it twice.
Oh, shit. Well, I thought he was just doing like a one rep max, and I was ready, my argument was ready to be like, why don't you just like do like, you know, 550 for five, and then, you know what I mean, do the little math, and be like, yeah, he can get 700. You know what I mean? But,
Actually, he did it twice, though.
I
don't know if he did it twice. I'm trying to remember what the video showed. They have it on video. I don't have it up anymore.
Right.
But I don't know. He might have only did it once. I could be mistaken. He might have only did it once.
Right. I mean, I know we were doing three rep maxes, so I'm just saying, you know what I mean, maybe the coach should have just went on that route, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe he was just trying to get a big name school to come see his program, and the coach was kind of being selfish on his part. And trying to, you know what I mean, boost up his program.
But wouldn't a big name school come see you if you're benching 500? Like, you know what I mean? Like, adding like 700 pounds is a lot of weight for a high school kid. You know what I mean? For that type of body and maturity of your body, he could only be 16 or 17. I just don't know how healthy that is. Yo, these white boys can
right.
get up.
Yeah, that
can
be
awesome. I agree. I agree. I don't know. And where do you go from there? Like, I mean, it's your career. Like, I know, Mr. Professor, you had a lifting program or whatever. So did people actually like compete on that kind of level, like try to get up that high, or was it like restraint
in high school?
Sense? Like, yeah. Didn't y'all have like a lifting club?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like we had a record board, and basically, but you would just do it during gym or whatever.
Okay.
I got up there for power cleans, and it was by body percentage. So I think I power cleaned, you know, let's call it like, you know, 225 or something in high school, but because I weighed like, you know, 150, 170, whatever it was, I was able to get on the board by body percentage. That's why I was trying to equate it to that. But you know, I think y'all are right. That's just unhealthy, because it gets to a point where your body's just not meant to deal with that at that age.
Like, now, isn't that kind of like the same discussion where I can get into a NFL football, you know what I mean, where they're saying, like, you know what I mean, like, can we charge people like this for neglect when it comes to children? Like, I feel like as an adult, if you're supervising them in athletic after-school events, somebody should be charged, not go to jail, but just, you know what I mean, somebody slapping the wrist. Somebody needs to be called into an office and like, yo, as an adult, you're watching a kid bench 700 pounds. Why are you being so stupid?
Yeah, I think that's fair, because at the same time, if you got a coach – you know, not giving their kids enough water breaks and somebody passes out and gets hurt, you know, they obviously are, you know, charged with neglect. So I see your point. I think, unfortunately, you may have to have that happen. Like, oh, you know, so somebody broke their arm, or, you know, weights fell on their chest. Oh, well, how much was he trying to bench? So 700 pounds. What? Okay, you're going to jail. Like, something like that's got to happen. But right now, it's just good publicity.
Yeah, man, that show's just crazy. I mean, I was just flabbergasted by it. As a guy who's lift a lot of weight, you know, I give all props to a lot of people, you know what I mean? But yeah, I couldn't ever foresee. If my kid is real strong, if he hits 400 in high school, I'm saying, you know what, chill out at 400. Let's start getting these reps at 225 in. Let's start working on muscle endurance. You know, you don't get no prize for benching 800, but that's just me. On another quick topic that we got, yo, who wants their kid to play baseball? Wow, Justin Verlander is on the verge of signing a contract for $202 million for 8 years. Buster Posey just got $167 million for 7 years.
Yeah, you got to caveat that by saying that's guaranteed money.
I mean, I was going to say it until you interrupted me, but that's my point. This is guaranteed money. How can I ask you this? Why are baseball players getting paid more than football players when football players... or when football is the most popular sport in the world?
Football players aren't smart enough to get those contracts. I mean, I think it's known that baseball players can play that. What, he signed an 8-year contract? So the chances of him playing out the 8 years of that contract for that team at a high level are probably like 90%. But you look at the NFL.
Not as a pitcher, though. Pitchers can go out, get Tommy John surgery, and be out. I mean, look just what happened to my man in D.C. You know what I mean? He was the ace boom coon, and he had to get surgery. And then even when he came back and they said he was healthy, they still didn't let him play the whole season.
Right.
I mean, I don't understand either, just because, I mean, it's clear that football is popular, way popular than baseball is, so it has to generate more revenue, right? So why wouldn't, like, baseball be like football and football be like baseball? Because the owners have more money to play with. But I guess because of the games, maybe it equals out, and without taking that in consideration. But I'm thinking, like, a Jerry Jones on an average season and looking at, like, what the Steinbrenners are doing at the Yankees, like, you know what I mean? Like, who's really making the most money with TV deals and all that have you to be able to afford these kind of lucrative contracts from baseball to football? I think it got to be, we got to look more into it, and why is that the case?
Go ahead, Mr. Professional.
No, I was just going to say, like somebody needs to speak on the longevity of the athlete himself from baseball to football. I mean, let's say you're playing baseball. You could play baseball for, I mean, Cal Ripken went years without missing a game. You know, you can't really do that in football. So to pay somebody that much money in football guaranteed when they could go out there and have a good year like Chris Johnson and then the next year be irrelevant, like, I think that's the main reason why they don't do it.
But can I say the same thing about baseball players with, you know what I mean, look at Alex Rodriguez's contract. He's going to make more than the Houston Astros combined, and he stinks. They try to get him retired because they just found out he's on steroids again.
Yeah, that's one thing, but he's been playing for a long time. He's been out there for him and Derek Jeter.
Yo, he still has another 5 years on his contract.
Yeah, and chances are, even if he did play him out, he would still be able to play them out at a high level. He'd still be an all-star. He's still a Hall of Famer, but you can't do that in football. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. You still think Alex Rodriguez is going to be a Hall of Famer with the whole steroids and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, no, but, I mean, take the steroids out of it. I'm just saying, like, you know, he's still...
Oh, yeah, he was at that point, yeah, like Bonds.
Yeah, I mean, even still, I mean, I'm not saying, like, take the steroids out if he's worse. Maybe he wouldn't have made it, but I'm not trying to be the whole debate about he used steroids he shouldn't be in. I mean, let's say everybody's on steroids. He's still better than everybody else, so... He's still good.
Hold on real quick.
I got a caller from the 770. Welcome to the off ramp. What's happening?
Yeah, you got your cuz up in here, man. What's going on?
Jose, what's popping, son?
Man, Florida, the Gators got their hands full tonight, man. You guys are talking about baseball, man. It's basketball time, man. It's like crazy, man. And Florida is losing.
Yeah, I know. They were getting blown out, but then they finally came back. I mean, it's finally starting to turn into a game. We were talking about basketball at first, man. You got caught in late. We were talking about the Michigan game. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know in the bracket, Brian got both Michigan teams going to the finals. So we got to see if that's going to happen. That's really unreal.
Yeah, I stopped looking at my bracket after the first two rounds, man. I've, at that point, I realized I was done.
Yeah,
but
I just want to give you guys some love, man. Call in and say hey before the show ended.
I appreciate that, cuz. You know, feel free to call in any time, man. Let us know what's going on down in the South, man. We'll make sure you're all right down there, man. In case, you know, we got to get Django Unchained down there in Alabama, just let us know. We ride out.
That's good, man. Hey, man, y'all some good brothers, man. Thank you for letting me in. All right, talk to you soon.
Anytime, cuz. Hey, yo, but getting back to the money hole thing, so did y'all see that Tony Romo signed a 6-year, $108 million deal today with Dallas?
I did, and I'm with Donovan. You know, everybody was clowning Donovan for what he tweeted out, talking about wild one playoff win. And that's the contract he gets. And granted, yeah, that one playoff win was against Donovan McNabb, I guess, or just the Eagles. But I think, you know what I mean, I don't think he was necessarily being a hater. I think he was just basically saying what it was, you know, like he said it with his chest. And he basically saying he don't think he deserved that type of deal. Like, let's be honest, yo. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if we're trying to pay for compensation on what you did on your performance, like, we talk about Flacco's deal, he won the Super Bowl. And then you get, like, you know what I mean, Tony Romo, who wasn't even close, getting that type of same type of money. Not, I mean, you know, he's a couple million dollars short, but, I mean, you know what I mean? So I think all these contracts shit is getting crazy. Like, I don't know. Like, I understand quarterbacks are hard to come by, but I don't know about $108 million. That's crazy to me. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Yeah, I mean, I'd give Romo that contract just because, you know what I mean, he's young, you know what I mean, and though, yeah, he hasn't won, you know what I mean, a bunch of playoff games, I don't put that on Tony Romo. I actually put that on Jerry Jones, yo. Like, Jerry Jones got a lot of great skill players, yo, but the core of his team is just horrible, yo. That O-line stinks, that D-line stinks, except for Ware. And their linebackers have been horrible. The Cowboys and the Eagles have had the worst linebackers in, like, the last 6 years. But Romo, I mean, he's definitely – I mean, when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL, he's top 10.
I'm not disputing that. I would go to 15. But I'm not disputing that. But, I mean, Trick Jones hasn't made good moves, though. I mean, they went up, they got Dez Bryant. They put people around him. I mean, so I don't know how much you can really put on Jerry Jones. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it or does deserve it. I mean, I'm not really trying to have that debate. I'm just saying if we're going to be rewarding people for their production, then I can say it's kind of 50-50 on whether he deserves that type of contract.
But
yeah,
you don't reward. Oh, go ahead, Mr. Professional. My bad.
Yeah, I was just going to say I think that a lot of people are forgetting about the agents behind these guys. I think those are the guys making the money, like the Drew Rosenhaus type people, you know, like the show Arliss from back in the day. Like, really, I mean, there's no way Joe Flacco is a good enough quarterback to make the type of money he is. But he won the Super Bowl. You know, he was in his free agent year, so his agent, you know, took that leverage and went with it. I mean, Flacco was saying dumb stuff in the paper, like, oh, you know, I want to be a Baltimore Raven, which means he probably would have accepted much lower, but his agent was able to use that leverage and get him as much money as possible. You know, same thing with Tony Romo. You know, they know Dallas doesn't want to go through the search of trying to find a new quarterback. Romo's not awful. You know, I don't think he's an elite quarterback, but he's not awful. He can get you there. He can win a Super Bowl. So they give him the money. And I think it's just about the agents, you know, getting behind their players and getting them these big contracts. And it's well worth it.
Yeah, I mean,
well
I just
said.
Don't understand.
Well said.
I just think you're always worth what someone's willing to pay you. So,
yep.
You know what I mean? If they're willing to pay Romo $108 million, even though he's only won playoff game and Donovan McNabb is upset about that, then, you know, Donovan, guys, you got to stop hating, you know? I mean, you're running.
I don't think he was hating, though. I just think he was just saying, wow, one playoff win, this is the contract you get. Because everything else. When you look at Joe Flacco, got his contract after the Super Bowl. Drew Brees got his contract after the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers got a big contract after the Super Bowl. Brady got to the Super Bowl, didn't win it, but got to the Super Bowl twice, got a big contract. So everybody, you know what I mean, with quarterbacks, they seem to be getting big contracts after they've actually either been to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl. And then you have somebody who's just not even close to the Super Bowl but just won playoff game, getting big money. So I think what Donovan was saying was legit, although it does seem like he's hating because one thing you don't talk about is another person's money and what they're getting at the opportune time, like what the professional was saying. I mean, yo, the agent did a good job. Flacco's agent did a great job. He
right.
seized on the opportunity what the market was paying.
Yeah,
so,
and it's like, oh,
I mean,
give him the money or, you know, look at the rest of the quarterbacks that are out there and what you're going to do.
Exactly. So I agree. I mean, I see both sides basically where I'm at.
But you didn't say a thing. Nah, you good, though. But, yeah, I mean, I think Donovan was hating. But, I mean, like I said, man, to each his own, good for Romo. I feel good as an Eagle fan that he's still in our division because obviously he can't win a playoff game. So I ain't too upset. But, you know, our quarterback stinks. We're going at the Geno Smith, so that sucks too. But, yeah, man, well, that's our time for the night, fellas. You know, it's been another good week. And that's really about it, man. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of the weekend. Stay out of trouble. Drive safe. You know? Happy Easter,
yeah,
man. You know?
Happy Easter, everybody. Have a safe weekend. Go Duke.
Yeah, I'm glad that cut you off because I don't even hear nothing you said. So, all right, fellas, y'all have a good night, man. Have a good week, and we'll see you Monday on the off-ramp, man. Peace.